Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 29th of September 2019. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and it's read today by Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3670 MHz, Peter, VK7TPE. 7140 MHz, Gary, VK7JGD. On 14130, Ross, VK7ALH, and on 28525, Tony, VK7VKT. On the DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 091, the operator is not known at the time of reading. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Contest news, Oceana DX reminder. Just 1 week to the Oceana DX competition. That's right, the phone section is next weekend. The action starts on Saturday the 5th of October at 0800 UTC, 6 p.m. local time, and it runs for 24 hours, ending on Sunday at 7 p.m. local time. It's a great opportunity to get lots of DX stations in the log, with well over 1,000 stations expected to participate. It would be great to see an increase in the number of VK7s submitting logs, and even better to have some locals to contact for band multipliers. The contest is supported by all your favourite logging programs, so submitting your log is easy. Why not plan for at least a few hours of operation next Saturday evening? You never know. Once you get started, you might still be awake to welcome in daylight savings for the summer. Looking forward to hearing you on air during the contest, says Murray, VK7ZMS. QSL News. Reports from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Herman advises that a pack of QSL cards arrived on Friday the 20th of September in time to have them sorted and listed in last week's broadcast email. 345 cards were received for 26 different call signs. Several cards have been delivered and emailed in the last week and the list updated. As usual, Herman will deliver cards to clubs and or QTHs on an opportunity basis. Feedback from clubs as to which cards they can receive on behalf of members would be appreciated. Also, unless requested otherwise by those who have mail-out arrangements, if there are only one or two cards for a station, Herman intends to hold those cards until there are enough to make a mail-out more cost-effective. If you have any questions about QSL cards being held, Herman can be contacted by email, and the address is vk7bureau@wia.org.au. And that is 73s from Herman, VK7HW. News from the Northwest. Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group. Website online. The Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group now have a new website. The address is nwtrtvg.com, and it's now online. So there's still some fine-tuning, but it's operational at the moment. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer. News from the North. SOTA and the WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. Meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Monday and Friday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street in Launceston. For more details, you can contact Al, and his mobile number is 0417 354 410. And that is 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Home of the Good Guys, VK7BC Working Bee. In terms of earning awards, Frank, VK7BC, must be one of Tasmania's most prolific hams ever. A quick scan at the walls in his radio shack confirms that. Frank is a very accomplished CW operator. He had the ideal background to become such. Frank was a ship's radio operator in the Royal Navy. He remains a member of the Royal Naval Amateur Radio Society, or the RNARS. Frank has been suffering some mobility problems of late, so when he decided that one of his antennas needed reorientation to reduce a noise problem, he called for assistance. Ross, VK7ALH, organised the shared hire of a cherry picker with Barry, VK7BE, the latter needing it for tree lopping. A look at the VK7 Amateur Radio Facebook page shows Ross up in the cage fixing a halyard to the skeleton of a silky oak tree, as photographed by Al, VK7 Alpha November. Not everyone can boast two full-length 80-metre dipoles, but Frank has them both, each fed with 450-ohm slotted feeder. He uses them on all HF bands and as a top-loaded vertical on 160 metres. By the end of the day, the offending dipole was no longer parallel with the road and its high-voltage power lines. A quick listen in the shack seemed to suggest that the noise was substantially reduced. The merit of having two dipoles favouring different directions was quickly demonstrated. Frank told us that he has recently worked some South American stations on 80 metres. Who said the bands are dead? We may see some more awards coming Frank's way again soon. And that's 73 from Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. How time flies. It's the last day of September tomorrow. Spring is one-third through and Christmas is quickly looming on us. Bunnings must have been listening to our advanced notice of Christmas pending arrival a few weeks back, as I noticed they have already got decorations for sale on display. Not as quick off the mark as the two largest supermarket chains, though. They seem to have been flogging Christmas stuff since Easter, at least. As this news goes to air, a number of NTARC members will be recovering from the one-day equine event held yesterday at Mersey Lea. Due to our regular support crew members being down in numbers, yours truly came out of semi-retirement to assist. In my case, it was a 2:30 a.m. wake-up call to get my own horses, sheep, dogs and cats fed before heading off at 4 a.m. to arrive at Mersey Lea in good time to assist my checkpoint buddy, Idris, VK7ZIR, in setting up and to await the arrival of the first horses and riders. I should be able to provide a report on this event in next week's news. As promised last week, Idris will now provide you with a report on the tech sessions held on the 18th and the 27th of September. And here is the report from Idris, Technical Sessions Report, 18th and 27th of September 2019. And he says, first of all, I have to apologise for the absence of a report last week. Something sometimes does happen. So, here is a retrospective roundup. From his collection of a lifetime, Ross, VK7ALH, brought in a Heathkit SB101 transceiver in good physical condition. Ross pointed out some strange mods made by previous owners. He now has to figure out what they do and restore the circuit to an original state. Thanks, Ross. Peter, VK7KPC, in his preparation for Jota, has received two new transmitters for the Fox Hunt. These are very neatly constructed from a well-known source in the USA. He also had an example of a sniffer for the Fox Hunter, very nicely made by VK3YNG. From his other life as a military radio collector was a miniature German Army transceiver in excellent condition, complete with handset, and it will tune 6 metres. And lastly, a military antenna matcher featuring a truly magnificent example of a variometer admired by all onlookers. Thanks, Peter. Meanwhile, in the radio shack, Andre, VK7ZAB, and Idris, VK7ZIR, were busily assembling a newly arrived RigPi station server to control an IC9100 from an internet browser. This is the start of a string of jobs, including erecting a short tower on our roof with VHF and UHF Yagis. The project is aimed at enabling members with antenna or equipment restrictions placed on them to participate in amateur radio activities with just a small computer. As usual, other discussion groups were engaged in deep conversation with the occasional hilarious contributions from Ebenezer, VK7AT, which at one stage nearly caused poor Colin, VK7ZCF, another bout of near apoplexy. Luckily, no medical assistance was required. I will now jump forward in time to this last week, Wednesday's session. The weather is certainly improving, as Skywarmer only had to be put on low heat. Again, Ross surprised us with another gem from his collection, this time a Yaesu FL50 single sideband transmitter with FV50 separate VFO. Ross also has the matching receiver itself with its own VFO. Continuing from last week, the work on the remote control project continued, with only the audio operation remaining to be sorted. We were pleased to see Peter, VK2MPK, again. Peter was having some enforced downtime due to the unfortunate rollover incident on the Cattle Hill wind farm route. He gave us an interesting update on the progress of the operation. If work has commenced soon, he will be based in Burnie and visiting us only occasionally. Good luck, Peter. Several chaff bags of magazines arrived, giving more bedtime reading to our attendees. Peter, VK7PD, and James, VK7JAM, were heard to be in deep discussion about 80-metre dipoles and other antenna topics. Again, thanks must go to Bernie, VK7BR, for the catering, and Mr. Scrooge for the entertainment. And that's 73 from Idris, VK7ZIR. Sounds like all enjoyed both evenings, and it is really great to see so many attendees. Coming events. Technical sessions. The next session will be on Wednesday the 2nd of October and will commence at the usual time of 7:30 p.m. running through till 10:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle. Pop in, catch up with fellow amateurs, bring along something that you are currently building, or just ask questions. You might also be able to answer some from other attendees. That's what the evenings are all about. Anything of a technical or near technical nature, however defined, is fair game. Endless tea and coffee along with biscuits is available for a small gold coin donation. For those members that attend the technical sessions, please note that there will be no technical session the following Wednesday, the 9th of October, due to our October general meeting being held that night. Future events, October general meeting, speaking of that. This meeting will be held on Wednesday week, the 9th of October. It will commence at 19:30 hours or 7:30. And, like previous recent meetings, will be held in the small meeting room. I suspect the weather will still not bring high evening temperatures by then, so Sky Warmer will likely be lit when you arrive, but hopefully for the last time this year. As mentioned earlier, there will be no technical sessions on this night. Jota Jotai 2019. NTARC will be hosting the event at the NTARC Club Rooms, formerly known as the Rochelle Scout Hall. Activities will start on Saturday the 19th of October at noon till 8 p.m. and on Sunday the 20th of October from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. As usual, it will be split over the two halls, with Jotai being set up in the big hall by the Rovers. This year, Jota Jotai are celebrating 62 years of connecting scouts and guides by radio and 23 years of internet connection. As in past years, we will be offering a barbecue with the usual sausages and onion in bread available at a donation of $2 and drinks, either hot or cold, for a similar $2 donation. Peter has a number of groups booked in over the 2 days, so more bodies to assist would be appreciated. So, if you're able to assist on either or both days, could you please contact NTARC's Jota coordinator, Peter, VK7KPC, and you can contact him by email at dodd.pc@bigpond.com or on his mobile 0408 805 086, or catch up with him at Coffee Mornings. And speaking of coffee mornings, a reminder that our twice-weekly coffee sessions are normally held every Monday and Friday, commencing at 10 a.m. and running through until about noon or longer if members want to linger longer. These coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards, but currently we have no cards awaiting collection. As I remind all every week, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. I don't know of any other venue in Launceston where you can get endless coffee and tea and eats for a donation of this minuscule amount. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, then please email them to the following address, ntarc.emails@gmail.com. However, it would be appreciated if any news could be sent no later than 1700 hours on the Friday prior to the broadcast to allow timely insertion into the NTARC segment. That gives all a chance to get the NTARC segment together and off to Hobart in time for collection into the VK7 broadcast, including frantically arranging other connections when our NBN fails, which is quite often. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be gratefully appreciated and do much to lower my blood pressure, says Yvonne. As always, she says, I look forward to seeing you at Rochelle, and that is 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now moving down the state and news from the south, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania reached September visit. Behind the scenes, ABC TV and radio. A huge thank you to Damien, VK7 Sierra Delta, and Alan, VK7 Kilo Alpha Delta, who were our fantastic hosts for the night. Both Damien and Alan are technical support staff at the ABC and welcomed and showed us around. We started in the live music recording studio, which was being upgraded, and then moved to Radio Studio 703 and were shown the control surfaces and control screens that make up an ABC radio studio. Everything is configurable and can be personalised for any presenter in the studio. Next door, the ABC Radio Hobart presenter and producers were busy with the evening programme. Our next stop was Radio Master Control, where all things audio and radio are routed through. Channels from studios, satellite streams, national links, and many other sources all come into this room. This area schedules and controls all radio links and switching, and it can be done from anywhere in Australia. Then, past the large newsroom where journalists were putting together material for the many feeds and sources on ABC Radio, TV and online. Into the TV studio control room where the group was taken through the production, scheduling and running of the 1900 news broadcast by Damien and Alan. Whilst the news is live to air, there is only a director and producer controlling the sequencing of news stories, and there is a news reader and weather presenter in the actual studio. We then moved into the news studio, and Damien and Alan took us through what would normally happen during the news broadcast, with auto cues, lighting, automatic camera positioning, and the chroma key weather map. We then went out into the workshops and the garage where there are some impressive vehicles for satellite linking, outside broadcast linking via Mount Wellington and to the studios. We slipped into the TV master control area where all the mixing, scheduling and quality control is performed for TV transmissions. Across the corridor and into the large data centre that holds many, many racks of both TV and radio equipment that provides all the functionality for radio and television production, editing and transmission. It is not surprising, but most of the equipment in these racks are digital switches and digital processors, and very little undigitised actual audio or TV signals pass through this area. Everything runs over the IP network or SDI network for video streams. Everything is on dual power supplies, which are connected to uninterruptible power supplies and a diesel generator to keep everything running. With the tour complete, everyone showed their appreciation and thanks to Damien and Alan for their time and effort. Some photos from the event will be available on the Reist Facebook page. And that's 73 is from Justin, VK7TW. Save the date, Reist October Tour. Ever wondered what goes on to bring you that carton of flavoured milk? Well, this behind-the-scenes tour of the Lion Dairy and Drinks Company in Lenner Valley will show you the whole process. We're lucky to have the chief engineer, Dale Barnes, that is VK7DG, to show us through. The levels of automation and process control used within this factory are a wonder to behold. Given this is a food production facility, all visitors will need to comply with the hygiene and good manufacturing practice requirements, as we all do as employees. This includes all visitors needing to wear long pants, fully covering the legs. Visitors will be supplied boots, dust coats, protective safety glasses, hair nets and beard masks, washing and sanitising of hands before entering the production area. The tour will take place on Wednesday the 16th of October at 7:30 p.m. Meet at the front office car park, 215 Lenner Valley Road. A huge thank you to Dale for organising this tour. DATV Experimenters Night wrap up. We get back underway next Wednesday night with a DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. We go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T, 7 MHz standard definition. So if you have a TV set, a set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune to 445.5 and do a scan for a DVB-T signal, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK70TC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel and Facebook. See you there, says Justin, VK7TW. DX News, Tonga Activation. From September the 22nd to October the 7th, there is an Australian group activating Tonga. The group is Grant, VK5 Golf Romeo, he's the team leader. Operators Andrew, VK5 Alpha Kilo, Ollie, VK5 XDX, and Steve, VK5 SFA. They are active as A35 Juliet Tango. Activity will be holiday style on 160 through 6 metres and will include entries in the CQWWDX RTTY contest, that's on September the 28th and 29th, and the Oceania DX SSB contest, October 5th and 6th. 6 metres will include 6 metre EME using WSJT. You can QSL via M0OXO, Low TW and Club Log. They are also going to try using Club Log's new live logging system. For more details and updates, watch Grant VK5GR's webpage for updates. And that was sourced from the Southgate ARC News and the VK5GR website. And now moving on to the regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA and the WWFF group. Monday and Friday, coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m. at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday coffee sessions from 10 a.m. Technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochelle in Launceston. Reist, Wednesday afternoon group meets from noon, and the Experimenters Nights from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. Reist, microwave QSO party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. Events. NTARC, October the 9th, general meeting from 7:30 p.m. Reist, October the 16th, tour of Lion Dairy and Drinks Company in Lanner Valley, 7:30 p.m. Jota Jotai, October the 19th and 20th. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader is Peter, VK7 and Papa Delta. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and NWTR and TVG. 80 metres, VK7ALH. 40, VK7TPE. 20, VK7JGD. 10 metres, VK7VKT. On DMR, Talk Group 5, VK7ZCR, who will also be handling D-Star Reflector 091. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news at 0930. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73s from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.